The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Okay, let's cross over to New York again. You will all have seen on the televisions Donald Trump's address to the United Nations General Assembly, leaving world leaders somewhat aghast with some of his remarks, as he had a full-on attack on Europe in relation to its migration policies and climate change and green energy. And he also was scathing about the United Nations itself. So, covering all this with the Taoiseach over there and the Tánaiste is our own News Talk political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Well, what did you make of it, Sean?
Ah, look, it was kind of remarkable, wasn't it? We all knew that whatever Donald Trump was going to say was going to be pretty explosive. It's the way he operates, flood the zone, say something a little bit mental on repeat and just keep on saying it and move the news agenda on, having said the previous day, without any real foundation in science, that drugs like Tylenol here and other pain medication was causing autism. He was due to say something, and it was sort of, look, these speeches are only meant to go on, I think they've got a slot of maybe 10 minutes each when they go up. The tradition has always been that the Brazilian leader speaks first, and then it's the United States president, and after that it goes alphabetically. And Lula, the Brazilian, went up, did his speech, and then we got nearly an hour of Trump basically just putting everyone and anyone on blast, from the guy who was operating the auto cue for him, which wasn't working. He blasted the UN on that then, saying, oh, look, this terrible UN, look at the staff that I'm actually dealing with. I actually heard after it wasn't anyone from the UN. They bring their own person in, so it's an American running the auto cue who may not ever be running it in future, if we're to gauge by that. So then, look, it was sort of Donald Trump greatest hits, went through the MAGA playlist, but also had a go at Russia. And we'll talk maybe a little bit about what he said after the speech in terms of Ukraine, because that was particularly interesting. Said Europe was going to hell, claimed that London wanted to move towards Sharia law under Sadiq Khan, all sorts of just unfounded stuff then about climate change. Let's have just a little bit of a listen to some of the greatest hits, if you like, of what he had to say in what was a pretty combative speech.
As everyone knows, I have also been deeply engaged in seeking a ceasefire in Gaza. Have to get that done. Have to get it done. Unfortunately, Hamas has repeatedly rejected reasonable offers to make peace. We can't forget October 7th, can we? Now, as if to encourage continued conflict, some of this body is seeking to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. The rewards would be too great for Hamas terrorists for their atrocities. This would be a reward for these horrible atrocities, including October 7th, even while they refuse to release the hostages or accept a ceasefire. Instead of giving to Hamas and giving so much, because they've taken so much, they have taken so much. This could have been solved so long ago. But instead of giving in to Hamas's ransom demands, those who want peace should be united with one message: release the hostages now.
But surely this highlights that Europe has no response. Europe doesn't speak with one voice. Merz is not even there. And that, you know, in terms of Europe defending its migration stance or anything else, you know, it just seems that Europe are pretty mute. What did the Taoiseach have to say?
Yeah, so it's one of those unusual ones. When you come out of a speech like that and you're putting something to the Taoiseach, usually it's one or two points. When he came out, you literally had a list. It's like, well, where do we start here? Where do we even begin? And when he was asked about the Europe question, is it going to hell? Is immigration? Is the climate change policies? All of what Donald Trump had to say actually accurate? The Taoiseach rejected it. He kind of, again, softened his criticism. And the administration has always been quite wary to very openly or very hard, go very hard against Donald Trump. So he said, look, none of this is new. We have different views in relation to Donald Trump. We obviously want to do things about climate change and that Europe is a very good place to live. And then also we put that point to him that Donald Trump was just making there in relation to Palestine, Ireland being one of the leaders on this, the first to recognize, or among the first in the recent wave to recognize the state of Palestine, followed by a number of other countries like the UK, France and Canada this week. And just put it to him, well, look, is this actually wrong? Is it rewarding terrorism.
Those views reflect a views not just in America, but in certain, across the world. I don't agree with them. We don't have open borders. That's the first point I would make. So the premise that Europe has open borders is not the case. We've just signed an EU asylum pact. So Europe doesn't have open borders. Ireland doesn't have open borders. We control our borders. So we issue work permits if people want to come in and work within the European Union. People are entitled to come from all over the European Union to work in Ireland and live in Ireland, just as Irish people are entitled to work and live all over the European Union. And then we have firm procedures in terms of those who enter the country illegally or seek asylum. And there is a proper process there. Now, that process must be improved in terms of its firmness, but also in terms of its timelines. And the first phase of that has improved enormously in terms of its timelines. The second phase, the appeal phase, more resources are going in there to shorten the appeal timelines so that applications can be dealt with much more quickly than would have been the case in the past.
Okay, that's on migration. On the general point of the UN itself, are they in a bubble there? You know, because you're outside of that bubble and you're saying, like, if you take any of the conflicts in the world, Ukraine, Gaza, like, what is the UN doing about it? Like, is it? It's become totally toothless, hasn't it?
Well, it's the one legitimate point Donald Trump made yesterday. And he was doing all this nonsense about how he's this peacemaker and the Nobel Peace Prize and all this crap, and was talking about how he has ended 7 unendable wars and went on to talk about conflicts that he had very, very little involvement in. But within that, he did say, you know, the UN didn't help at any point in this. The UN wasn't involved. What did they do? Write a strongly worded letter. And that's about it. And there was never any follow up. And that's probably actually a very legitimate criticism of the UN. They haven't been able to come to any sort of resolution and solution when it comes to Ukraine. Incredibly divided on the Palestinian question, even though things are shifting more against Israel and more against the genocide that is going on there. But in terms of what it can actually do on the 80th anniversary of the UN, very little there. And there is a very open criticism about how the structures are of it. What's been interesting just from watching the Taoiseach and Taoiseach is that actually a lot of journalists from across the world, from outlets, particularly in the Middle East, have been trying to get access to, in particular, Simon Harris's media events that he's been doing here, and have been asking questions about, well, what do we do about Gaza? Because they see Ireland as a leader on it. But really, there's only so much. It is quite limited in terms of what the UN can actually do. So there is real criticism then wrapped up in sort of imagined criticism, if you like, from the likes of Donald Trump to undermine it. I suppose what they would say is, what's the alternative? Do we not talk about it? Do we not bring countries together and try to make incremental progress that is made year from year? But in terms of being what it was meant to be set up as, which is what Antonio Guterres was talking about the other day in the aftermath of World War II. Yeah, so they've more engagements today, more this morning. There's going to be other leaders. Zelensky is the big one really today, making his address on back of those Trump comments yesterday.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.